The Jack Benny Program. Starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go out to Jack Benny's house in Beverly Hills. At the moment, Jack is relaxing in the den.
Rochester, the phone. Rochester. Hello?
Hello, Chris?
Chris?
Yeah, ain't you Christopher Columbus?
Christopher Columbus? Who is this calling?
Napoleon.
I'm sorry, Napoleon. You must have the wrong number. I never knew they let them have phones in those places. Anyway, I don't know why I have answers. Rochester. Wonder where he can be. Must be out in the garage. Ever since the Colemans got that new Cadillac, he's been shining my Maxwell every day. He even put a chlorophyll tablet in the exhaust pipe. I'll go out and see. Rochester.
Oh, hello, boss.
Rochester, I thought you were in the garage. What are you doing on your hands and knees with that butterfly net?
I'm trying to catch a gopher.
A gopher? Are you sure we got one?
Oh, yes, boss. This morning I stuck my hand all the way down that hole, and there's a gopher there, all right.
Well, you'll never kill him with that butterfly net.
I don't want to kill him. I just want to get my ring back.
My goodness, that beautiful gold ring I gave you for Christmas. Rochester, why would a gopher take your ring?
It was so green, he thought it was a blade of grass.
Rochester, I think you're making this whole... Wait a minute, Rochester. Don't move.
What's the matter, boss?
The gopher just came up behind you. Don't move, Rochester. If he says, "What's up, Doc?" I'll hit him with a shovel. Oh, darling, he went back down the hole. Rochester, hand me that gopher trap.
Here you are.
Now, let's see. I just pushed the spring all the way back. Well, the trap is set. There. Now, let's stand back and wait. What if he's coming? I'll get down on my knees and look in the hole.
Can you see him?
Yeah, here he comes. Come closer. Closer.
Boss, the gopher got away. You put the trap in backwards.
Well, don't stand there talking. Get it off my nose. I'll get that gopher. It's the last thing I do.
Boss, here he comes again.
Yeah, I see him. Rochester, I got him cornered. He can't move. I'll just take the shovel and...
Boss, why don't you hit him?
I can't. Look at those blue eyes.
Yeah. Oh, look, isn't that cute?
What?
He's got braces on his teeth.
Well, what do you know? Rochester, let the gopher run around the yard. What does it hurt? I'm going to the house. I'm glad we didn't catch him. See, my nose hurts. Who can that be at the door? Coming! There's the phone again. Hello?
Hello, Chris?
heaven's sake.
This is Napoleon. Now, Chris, what I wanted to
look,
tell
I'm
you...
Look, I'm not Christopher Columbus, and stop annoying me. Why does this have to happen to me?
Coming, coming.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Mary. Dennis, come on in. Mary, how did you and Dennis happen to come over?
Jack.
Huh?
Jack, what happened to your nose?
I got it caught in a gopher trap.
Was it crowded?
The gopher wasn't in it at the time.
Oh.
Now, kids, how did you happen... Must be that crazy guy again. I'm going to bawl him out and... Wait a minute. Hey, Dennis.
Yes, Mr. Benny?
Answer the phone, will you, Dennis?
Okay.
Watch this, Mary.
Hello? Yeah, this is him speaking. Well, it was kind of a rough voyage, but we made it all right. What's that? The Nina and the Pinter rolled a little bit, but the Santa Maria came through fine.
What?
Yeah, it was an expensive trip, but Queen Isabella hocked her jewels and put up the money.
Dennis?
Nah, Ferdinand was all wrong. Isabella and I were just good friends. Dennis, get away from that pole! Just a minute. Thanks very much. I'll see you in about an hour. Goodbye.
Now, Mary.
Gee, Mr. Benny, do you know who was that word on the phone?
Yeah, I know, and I don't want to hear anything about it.
Oh, but Mr. Benny...
Dennis, that guy drove me nuts, but you're not going to. Now, just let me hear the song you're going to do on the program. That's all I want out of you.
Oh, okay.
That kid is crazier than the guy on the phone. Very good. You know, this season, your voice is better than ever.
Well, thanks. Look, Mr. Benny, I got to leave now, but if Napoleon calls, will
Dennis,
you tell him that...
You said you were going to leave, so go. I don't want to hear any more about Napoleon.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, say, Mary.
Yes, Dennis?
Are you doing anything this afternoon?
No, why?
Let's fly to Las Vegas and get married.
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll ask somebody else. Goodbye.
Mary, isn't Dennis the craziest kid you ever met?
Oh, I don't know.
But he does the silliest thing.
He didn't get his nose caught in a gopher trap.
All right. Matt, what'd you come over here for anyway?
Well, you asked me to come over.
What?
Well, don't you remember? You said you were going to buy a new television set today, and you wanted me to go with you.
Oh, yes. The one I've got has such a small screen.
Well, come on. Let's go.
Okay. Just wait here a minute, will you, Mary? I haven't got enough money. I'll go down to my vault and get some.
Okay. Well, don't be too long.
I won't. One of them still has that bandage on him. I thought sure he'd be healed by now. I only took off enough to make a belt. Well, I better go in my vault and get my money.
There, friend or foe?
Friend.
What's the password?
No loose ends.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Benny.
Yes. I just came down to get some money. How have you been, Ed?
Oh, fine. By the way, Mr. Benny, how are things on the outside?
Oh, very exciting, Ed. In fact, the country hasn't settled down yet. You know, the Yankees won.
What?
I said the Yankees won.
Wow. So the Confederates finally gave up.
Now, excuse me. I want to open the safe. Let's see. The combination is right to 45. Left to 16. Back to 15. And left to 110. There.
Benny, who installed that alarm for you?
Spike Jones. Let me see now. There, that ought to be enough money. Well, so long, Ed.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Gee, Ed's a nice fella. It's amazing. All the years he's stayed down in that vault. He's never come out. Sometimes I feel guilty paying him by check. I better hurry. I don't want to keep Mary waiting. You know, Mary, I'm glad I decided to buy a new television set.
Well, it's about time. The store isn't far from here.
Good. You know, Mary, Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now what?
I forgot to tell Rochester to send my tuxedo to the cleaner. I'm going to a cocktail party next Saturday.
A cocktail party? Who's giving it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Look, Mary, I play my violin, get my money, and go. You should have seen the tip Mary and Davies gave me. I better step in this drugstore and call Rochester. Excuse me, man.
All right, Jack. I'll wait out here.
Oh, Mary. Mary.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Hello, Mary. What are you doing?
I'm waiting for Jack. He's inside making a phone call.
Oh, well, I'll wait till he comes out. I want to talk to him. He's got to do something about that orchestra.
Well, what's wrong now?
Well, for one thing, have you ever noticed how the bass drum keeps changing tone all the time? Sometimes it's low, then it's high, then it's low, then it's high again.
Yeah, what makes the drum change tone like that?
I guess it all depends on how much draft beer is in it.
Bob, you mean the musicians keep beer in the bass drum?
Are you kidding? They won't even start a number when I give them a downbeat. I gotta yell, "What do you have?"
Call Rochester.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Hello, Jack.
Say, Bob, I heard a lot of good comments on our television show. Everybody thought you were wonderful on it. And they loved your song.
Well, gee, that's nice, Jack. Thanks. But the next time I sing, I kind of wish you'd put some production behind it. You know that song called For a Scene in the Park?
But, Bob, I gave you a scene in the park.
No, I mean real scenery, not just a tree painted on the drummer's head.
That tree wasn't painted. It was growing there.
Oh, stop. A couple of branches and you make a big thing out of it.
Gee, and I thought he had dandruff. It was Bigelow.
Yes. Well, Bob, we got to run along now. I'm going to buy a new television set.
Yeah, I wish I had time. I'd love to watch this.
What?
Oh, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal. So long, Mary.
So long, Bob.
Goodbye, Bob. Come on, Mary. Say, Mary, where's the store we're going to?
Oh, it's somewhere here. Oh, there it is, right across the street. Gee, they've only got two salesmen, and they both seem to be busy.
That's all right. I'd like to look around first, anyway. They sure have a lot of television sets here.
Yeah. There's one with a 16-inch screen. And here's a 20-inch.
Hey, Mary, look at the size of that screen over there. It's tremendous.
Which one?
Way over there. What a clear picture.
Put on your glasses. You're looking out the window.
Oh.
Jack, how about trying this set? Supposed to be one of the best.
Well.
I'll turn it on.
It doesn't work.
Jack, this is a television set. It has to warm up first. See, the picture's starting to come in now.
Yeah. Quiet, Mary. I want to hear this.
Look,
Mary.
He's still out of focus. From the hips down, he's short and fat, and the top of her head is so flat.
Mary.
Maybe your head won't be so flat if I turn this knob.
Mary, you're wasting your time. I've been out with that girl. She's really built that way.
Oh.
Now turn it up again. I want to hear it. Try another channel.
Okay, okay.
Oh, brother. I wish I was someplace else.
Thank you.
understand. Why doesn't somebody wait on us?
Oh, here comes the salesman.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, how do you do, man? I help you. Yes, I'd like to buy a television set.
So we have all the latest models here. How about this one?
Well, I was thinking of something bigger. In fact, I'm thinking of this one here with a 30-inch screen. Now, how much does it cost?
$795.
What?
Jack, stop joking him. He's just a salesman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Well, how much is this 20-inch set?
I'll whisper it to her.
You can tell me. I'm all right now.
$360.
Well, that isn't so bad. Would I have to pay cash?
No, you can open a charge account here.
I can?
Yeah, just go over to see the credit manager. His office is back in the corner.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, Mary. I'll be right back. Let's see. Oh, there's the office. Oh, excuse me, sir. I'm buying a television set that costs $360. How much will the down payment be?
I don't know.
Well, how much of an installment will I have to pay each month?
I don't know.
Well, how many months will I have to pay before I own it?
I don't know.
You don't know anything. What are you doing in the credit department? I missed a payment and they nailed my shoes to the floor. The silliest thing I ever heard. Now, where's that credit manager?
How do you do? Can I help you?
Yes, I want to buy a TV set on credit.
Well, you've come to the right place. We'll put a television set in your home and give you 5 years to pay for it.
Well?
You take it. At your age, it's a good deal.
Look, mister.
Now, before I give you a charge account, I'll need some information. Your name?
Jack Benny.
Address?
366 North Camden Drive.
Occupation?
Comedian.
Your age?
39.
Hey, you are, aren't you?
39?
No, a comedian.
Look, mister, I don't need your jokes or credit either. I picked out my television set, and here's the $360 for it.
Thank you.
Jack.
Just a minute, Mary. Give me a receipt.
Here you are, sir. And I'm sure you'll be happy that you bought this television set. There's so many interesting programs to watch. For instance, today they have a very unusual program on called Historical Characters.
Historical character?
Yes, you see, this fella calls people up on the phone and says he's Napoleon and asks if you're Christopher Columbus.
Huh?
And if you don't hang up on him, you win a television set.
What?
Today's winner was a young man named Dennis Jennings.
Oh, no.
Pick him up and put him in a cab. I'll take him home.
Jack Benny Show with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Jack Benny comes to you each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.